Good morning. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the morning news. François Braun has announced that there will be a consultation at the end of this week to better guarantee the safety of nursing staff. The Minister of Health was visiting the CHU in Reims last night. Earlier in the afternoon, a medical secretary and a nurse were stabbed and are in a serious condition. A 59-year-old suspect was arrested. He had obtained a psychiatric dismissal last year, despite having already assaulted somebody else. There have been two new arrests in Guyana after the death of a policeman on March the 25th. Arnaud Blanc was killed during an operation to fight against illegal gold panning. The two new suspects were arrested by Brazilian police as they attempted to flee the country. Four other people have already been arrested in relation to this case. There has been a new blow for poultry farmers in the southwest of the country. More than 900,000 ducks and chickens have been slaughtered since the beginning of May due to avian flu. About 50 outbreaks have been identified in the Gers and 16 in the Landes. The MODEF Agricultural Union has stated that there is a major crisis unfolding. There is a new government objective to face the increase in the average temperature by 4 degrees by the year 2100. In examining the most pessimistic scenario, the Minister of Ecological Transition, Christophe Béchu, will this morning kick off a major public consultation to define France's strategy on global warming. Social media platform TikTok intends to defend itself in Montana in the United States, where there will be a ban on the Chinese network from January the 1st, 2024. In response, TikTok has initiated legal proceedings. The company believes the law would violate the First Amendment to the US Constitution, which guarantees free speech. And finally to football news, where Le Havre will still have to wait to secure moving up to Ligue 1 next season. The team were beaten last night, 2-0, by the Valenciennes on the 36th day of Ligue 2. Le Havre is still leader on the board, but is only 2 points ahead of second place Bordeaux. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.